Let us continue our worship with scripture reading. Today's scripture reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 36-49. We'll first read this responsibly in English and then in Cantonese. Luke chapter 24, verse 36, we'll read this responsibly. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Let's read the last verse together. And said to them, "Thus it is written, Christ should suffer on the third day, rise from the dead." Oh, I'm sorry, that's not the last word. "And that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. You are witness of these things." Let's read this verse together. "And behold, I'm sending the promise of my Father upon you, and stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high."
36节。 正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中说，愿你们平安。耶稣说，你们为什么愁烦，为什么心里起疑念呢？说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。他们便给他一片烧鱼。耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我所父应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
May God bless the reader and hear of his word.
愿神祝福听同埋读佢话语嘅人。
Today, Reverend Thomas Mack will preach, and his message is "Peace for the Troubled Heart."
牧师今日传讲信息嘅题目系忧愁中得平安。
And the children may now be dismissed for children worship.
儿童可以去下边有儿童崇拜。
Oh, I'm sorry, they don't have. Okay.
Oh, too bad.
I'm very pleased to be able to see each and every one of you. There were still quite a few clouds this morning. But now the sun is shining. This represents how we meet God every day.
在我们有阴云的时候，亦都有太阳出来照着我们的时候。
There are days that are cloudy and there are days when the sun shines.
让我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray together.
多谢主你有接不出的恩典。
Lord, we thank you. You have unspeakable grace.
在我们走过人生的每一个路的时候,
as we journey in our life,
你与我们同在,
you are present with us.
证明你是一个又真又活的神。
And it proves that you are a real and living God.
你是一个复活的主胜过死亡。
You are a resurrected Lord who had triumphed over death.
赐给我力量走每天的路。
You give us strength to walk the path.
今天我们来到去聚集去敬拜你的时候,
as we gather together to worship you,
在这个复活节的主日去敬拜你的时候,
during this resurrection day to worship you,
求主你的话语都继续去教导我们，坚固我们。
May your word continue to teach us and to strengthen us.
我们这样祈祷，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all these in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
你看看这个slide，它那个信号灯是代表什么在中间那里。
As you look at the slide behind me, would you be able to tell what that warning light is for?
在中间，黄黄地色那个。
It's near the middle, yellow.
如果你驾车，你眼睛一着的时候。
If you are driving a car and that light comes on,
如果你曾经经历过在高速公路爆胎的时候,
or on the highway your tire blows out,
你知道这个信号代表着一个危险，很快会来到，随时会来到的。
You know this signal's danger is about to arrive.
但当你还未去得到你目的地的时候，这个信号代表你心里就有很多的不安。
So before you reach your destination, this signal is going to give you uneasiness.
当你的扫描出来的时候， scan report.
As your, the result of your scan comes,
你发觉告诉你，这个光里头有一个阴影的时候，
and as the result shows that there is a shadow in your liver,
无论你现在身体有多好都好，
no matter how well you feel,
你知道你的健康现在出现了问题了，
you know that there is some problem with your health,
心里头总有些啰啰链，
and you are going to be uneasy.
有时我们无论去多努力的工作，或者我们去建立我们的家庭，
no matter how hard we work, how hard we build up our families,
我们知道我内心总是有一种不平静的感觉。
We know that sometimes in the back of our minds there are some uneasiness.
恐怕我们每一个人都要经历那个死亡，有一天都会来到。
And we fear that death would one day come.
我有时候在当中的时候，我们很眉头的心锁。
And we burrow our brows.
好像窄着双眼，你打不开的那样。
And seem like we can hardly open our eyes.
好像你探开一阵眼，望见全部都是乌云一样。
And as you look beyond, you only see dark clouds.
你经历过人，你知道我讲的什么。
If you've gone through this experience, you know what I'm talking about.
但我们人可以怎样反应呢？
But how are we to react to that?
有些人会觉得很悲观，死了就来了。
Some might become very pessimistic, knowing that death is about to come.
他生活在一个恐惧的里面。
And you live in fear.
又惊这样，又惊那样。
You're afraid of this and that.
他更加不敢去冒险行下一步。
And let alone saying that you will take a risk to take the next step.
但有些人可能会觉得，没事的，你不想就没事的了。
There might be some who would respond by saying, oh, there's nothing. If you don't think about it, it'll be nothing.
但这些事是不是就是不会不在呢？
But is that indeed true?
但有些人可能会用另外的东西来代替它。
And others might substitute things.
譬如去享乐，或者拿毒品，或者从人际的关系。
They might replace it with enjoyment, drug addictions or personal relationships.
剛才我提少了一件事。
And I had actually not mentioned one thing.
我昨晚收到在中東國家的John Link牧師寄給我一個電郵。
Last night I received an email from our a missionary from the Middle East.
他說叫我們為他祈禱。
He asked us to pray for him.
他說回教 一個極端組織準備在今日復活節的襲擊在他那個城市的教會和猶太人的會堂。
And the Islamic extremists had warned that they will be attacking the churches in his town as well as synagogues.
就算在我們今天這個紐約這個城市，其實我們每一天都在一個這樣的生命受到威脅的那個環境裡面。
And as residents in New York, we also face these kind of threats.
就在當中，我們的心能不能夠平靜呢？
And amidst that, would our hearts be able to have peace?
因為我知道我們人很有限。
We know that we are very limited. We are not like God who is omniscient.
在这样很多个不知道的里面，我们的心里头会有充满忧虑和恐惧。
Among the unknowns, we will have fear and worries.
那究竟我们的平安？ 又在哪裡來的呢?
So where does our peace come from?
今天的經文告訴我們，當日門徒他們跟隨耶穌。
The scriptures today tells us that the disciples had followed Jesus.
他希望這個耶穌能夠成為這個以色列國帶來新的復興，無論是政治上的或是屬靈上的。
And these disciples were hoping that Jesus would bring to the nation of Israel some kind of renewal, whether it be political or spiritual.
但當他們所依賴的耶穌，當他被釘十字架的時候，就埋葬了的時候。
But when the Jesus whom they relied on was nailed on the cross and now was buried,
他們對他這個希望，隨著也跟著破滅。
And the hope of the disciples had diminished as well.
他們認為這一切已經完結了，over了。
They thought that everything was over.
當一個人死後，他死了之後，這個就是他的完結。And
they felt that this was the end after his death.
好像我們在葬禮裡面講完goodbye之後，我們不會再期望，我們會再講hello。
Just like in a funeral, when we say goodbye to the person who had passed, we would not think of saying hello again.
門徒都準備打包袱，回鄉下去鄉下加利利。
And the disciples were packing their bags and wanting to go back to Galilee.
他們對耶穌在世上說他自己是救主，說他可以赦罪，可以有永生，他對這些不再存任何希望了。
And they no longer had hope on what Jesus had said during his lifetime, that he was going to be a savior, that he would have give them hope.
It's over. 完結了。
It's over.
那些門徒，他在耶穌被捉的時候，他已經拍很多人走了去，甚至是否認主。
Many of the disciples fled from the Lord, and some denied the Lord.
他更加不會為了一個死人而去編造一個復活的大話。
And they would not fabricate a lie about resurrection for someone who is just died.
他不會自己騙自己的，繼續說我們繼續去宣揚耶穌生前的教訓。
They will not self-deceive and they will not go and preach what God, what Jesus had preached before.
It's over. 完結了。
Because it is over.
沒有人會為另一個死的人去賣命。
No one would want to lose their life for someone who is dead.
除非这个人真是神，真是那个基督。
Unless this person is God, is Messiah.
真是正如他所讲过话，他会复活过来了。
And this person is indeed what he had promised, that he would resurrect.
当耶稣死后第三日的早上，门徒听见一班妇女去到个坟墓嗰里面。
The third morning after the death of Christ, a group of women went to his gravesite.
啊，啲妇女话去到话啦，佢睇唔到耶稣嘅尸体喺度。
The women said, "Don't see the body of Christ."
佢话睇到个坟墓系空嘅。
And they saw an empty tomb.
啊，佢又一阵佢就话，哎，我又见到耶稣。有显现俾我哋睇。
And the women claimed that they had seen the resurrected Christ.
啲门徒听到有咩反应呢
？So what kind of reaction do you think the disciples have when they heard these？
啊，我谂门徒正如好似我哋今日好多人咁样样，佢唔会相信咧死咗几日嘅人会从喺死里面嚟复活过嚟。
And I believe that the disciples, just like many of us, would be incredulous that someone who's been dead for 3 days will resurrect.
啊，呢班门徒不嬲以前都好对耶稣所讲嘅嘢都信得好慢。
Before, the disciples were very slow to believe what Jesus had taught them.
佢哋只系以为，哇，或者有人攞走咗耶稣嗰个肢体啊。拿走了然后就病埋了。
So they might have thought that someone has stolen Jesus' body and hid it.
但好出奇圣经记载到耶稣继续向好多人的显现。
But the Bible tells us that Jesus appeared to many, many people after his resurrection.
就在那天的晚上有两个门徒很跑回来去跟他们说。
And that night, two disciples came running back and told them.
有两个人跑回来说，哎呀，我们在路上，我们见到耶稣啊。
That they saw Jesus on the road.
就在讲紧的时候，就今天经文讲了，耶稣就来到他们的门徒中间。
And as they were saying that, in the scripture today, Jesus appeared among them.
他说，愿你们平安。
Peace be with you, Jesus said.
愿你哋平安。
Peace be with you。
佢听到呢句嘢，你估佢系咪真系有平安呢
？When the disciples heard this, did they truly have peace？
啊，佢哋唔系啊，佢哋真系以为佢哋见到鬼啊。
No, they thought that they had seen a ghost。
啊，佢哋仲惊，仲更加惊，更加害怕。
They were even more frightened。
耶稣跟住与大嘅责备佢话，安慰佢哋话。点解你哋咁忧愁呢？点解你仲系咁疑惑呢
？And Jesus comforted them and said, "Why are your hearts troubled? Why are you still doubting?"
耶稣话：，呢个嚟睇下，呢个真系我嚟噶，唔系鬼嚟噶。
Look at me. This is me. I am not a ghost.
我就系嗰日话我死咗之后三日会复活嗰个基督嚟噶。
I am the Christ who said that I would resurrect.
啊，耶稣用肉体向佢哋显现嘅时候，讲嘅真佢唔系一个鬼魂。
When Jesus appeared to them in the flesh, he proved to them that he was not a ghost.
啊，鬼魂系冇肉身啊，冇骨噶。
Spirits have no flesh nor bones.
但耶稣复活，佢系可以俾人睇得到，去摸得到，甚至坐埋一齐食嘢。
But the resurrected Christ is someone that they could see, they could touch, who ate together with them.
耶稣喺肉身度显俾佢睇，又要佢知道啦。啊，呢一个系佢真系佢嚟噶，真系佢系复活咗，唔系另外一啲嘅嘢。
When Christ appeared in the flesh, he wanted them to know that that is him.
但耶稣复活嗰个身体啊，唔系以前好似以前嗰个身体咁。
But the resurrected physical body of Jesus is not the same as before.
啊，佢系一个被改变吓，系有荣耀，唔再去朽坏嘅身体。
It is a body that's of glory and it would not perish.
点解话凡系信嘅人同耶稣联合嘅人都同样拥有一个有荣耀又唔会朽坏嘅身体
？And the Bible tells us that those who are with Christ would have that exact same body that would not perish.
就系因着呢个改变又荣耀身体，我哋先可以成就阿神嘅国。
And this changed body of glory would inherit the kingdom of God.
可以去到神嘅嗰度享受呢个永远嘅生命。
And that body can enjoy the eternal joy with the Lord.
啊，有一日我哋个复活都要系去一齐去到 去到个神的国的里面。
And one day we will resurrect and will enter God's kingdom.
耶稣基督的复活你都讲俾听，佢咁样肉身显现系讲俾听，系一个历史嘅事实。
So the physical appearance of the resurrected Christ is a historical truth.
系俾好多人一次好多次咁样去睇到嘅。
And it had appeared to many many people.
复活唔系我哋一啲好抽象嘅意念。
So resurrection is not an abstract concept.
唔系话有啲好有意思嘅启发。
And it's not just something that is meaningful.
好嘅，然后咧，我哋一代一代咧，咁我哋传落去继续承继你嗰个咁有意义嘅嘢啦。
It is not something that might be passed on from generation to generation and that becomes something significant.
呢个讲俾听，唔系嘅。
Here it tells us that that's not the case.
复活系耶稣真喺肉身上同埋历史上佢复活过嚟。
And Christ's resurrection is both historical and physical.
因此证明佢就系神，就系神为人类所预备嗰个救主。
It proves that he is God. He is the one that had been prepared for us as a savior.
跟住再圣经再讲佢耶稣打开佢嘅心窍去明白圣经。
And the Bible continues to tell us that he will open their hearts so that they will understand the scripture.
佢讲嘅圣经就系佢当时嘅旧约即系包括律法、先知同埋诗篇。
And the scripture that was mentioned here would be the Old Testament.
有律法啦，有先知同埋诗篇。
It would have the laws.The prophecy and the Psalms.
在旧约的每一页，他们的一个中心的思想都是讲到要来那个基督。
And every page in the Old Testament, it has a central theme of Christ.
耶稣他自己就是神所应许那个要来那个基督。
Jesus is the one that has been prophesied.
他的受苦和他的复活就去应验神所应许给人类那个救恩。
His suffering and his resurrection is the fulfillment of a promise.
耶稣就是神所预备的无瑕逾越节那个无瑕疵的羔羊。
Jesus is the unblemished Lamb of God.
他背负人类的罪。
He bears the sin of men.
被牵到去到一个宰杀之地，喺个十字架嗰度。
He was led to the place of slaughter.
佢经历嘅唔单止系人类对佢嘅拒绝。
He experienced not only the rejection of humanity.
佢家家经历到好，我哋喺受难节佢所读嗰个诗篇第廿二篇所讲，佢受到神嗰个弃绝嗰个痛苦。
And from our service in Good Friday, we read about in Psalm 22 how Jesus experienced the separation from his heavenly Father.
喺嗰度，佢呼喊啊！我的神啊，我的神啊，你点解要离弃我咧？
There he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
好多未信嘅人就喺挑战佢咁讲。
And many unbelievers would challenge him.So if you are indeed God, why can't you just come down from the cross?
你下来给我看，我都信你啦。
Come down and we'll all believe in you.
知道吗？他可以这么做。
Do you know that indeed he could do such thing?
但是如果他这么做的时候，他不能够来到要完成在世上要来的目的。
But if he did that, he would not have fulfilled the goal of him coming to earth.
就因为神的爱，他宁愿留在十字架上，一直到他死为止。
Because of God's love, he did rather be on the cross until his death.
一直到我们的罪债去被还清为止。
Until the debt of our sin had all been paid.
但我哋点知佢咁死就可以还清我嘅罪债咧
？But how do we know that The way he died would have paid our debt.
我哋点知道啊？呢个自己话自己系救主嘅人就系神嘅儿子咧
？How do we know that this someone who claims he is the Savior is indeed the Son of God？
咁耶稣系唔系又系嗰个真系正如佢自己话自己系边个嗰一位咧
？So is Jesus who he claims he is？
吓，佢系唔系佢真系做咗佢话佢要做嗰啲嘢嗰个咧
？And has he done what he said he would do？
行开前，我哋怀疑佢真系可能只系一个精神病患者胡乱语。
Sometimes we might think that he was insane and he was just saying nonsensical things.
但系就系神叫佢从死里头复活嘅时候。
But the moment that God rose him from death.
证明咗神已经接纳咗佢同埋喜悦嘅佢喺十字架上。所为我们所做的牺牲
It proved that God had accepted and was pleased with Jesus' sacrifice.
应该耶稣真的是我们的救主
And this Jesus is indeed our Savior.
人去讥笑他
People mocked him.
人当他是罪犯去诬告他毁谤他甚至钉他在十字架上面
People treated him as a criminal. They beat him and they nailed him on the cross.
但当他复活，神当复活的时候，神亲自的为他伸冤。
But when he was resurrected, he was vindicated by God.
你们个个都是错了。
That every one of you was wrong.
耶稣不是一个精神病患者。
He was not someone who was insane.
他不是一个骗子。
He was not someone who cheated on you.
不是一个自身难保的偶像菩萨。
He was not an idol who couldn't even protect himself.
在复活里面，耶稣证明俾人睇，佢真系神嘅儿子，系罪人嘅救主。
His resurrection proves that he is indeed the Son of God and he is the Savior of us.
我哋人真正嘅平安。就能够靠住呢个救主重生嘅去翻到去同神去和好。
Our real peace comes from the sacrifice of Him who had given us the reconciliation with God.
去重生嘅去翻到天父嘅怀抱里面。
To once again go back to God's embrace.
我知道耶稣嘅死已经完全嘅涂抹咗佢嘅百姓嘅罪。
And we know that Jesus' death had totally wiped away our sin.
因此除掉了神这个公义的愤怒。
And he had taken away God's wrath.
如果这个罪的罪价真的已经还清的时候。
So when this debt had been totally paid for.
如果我们已经被神称为义的时候。
And when we've been made righteous.
如果神的公义已经得到满足的时候。
And when God's righteousness has been fulfilled.
没什么可以继续将基督和他的子民继续留在这个坟墓里面。
There should not be any reason for Jesus to remain in the tomb.
纵然我们很多人去坐监的时候是因为我们要争银钱我们没还清的钱。
Just like if we were jailed because we had owed people money.
但这个钱已经还清了。
But when that debt has been paid for,
这个法律都不会再说他是有罪了。
And this, the law, under the law, this person was no longer guilty.
他可以放监啊。
This person can be freed from jail.
耶稣就是拉住这个死亡的锁匙。
So, Jesus had the key to death.
既然没有东西在这个坟墓里面在死亡的坟墓里面我可以再有理由去再困住你的时候。
He had the key to the tomb, and because everything has been paid, there was no longer an imprisonment.
耶稣他自己都为他们还债的那些罪的时候。
When Jesus had paid the debt for our sin,
耶稣打开这个死亡的门的锁匙将我们释放出来。
And Jesus was able to open the door with that key to the tomb of death.
我们的罪已经得到赦免了。
Our sin had been forgiven.
因此我们将尽他的人 我哋唔会再系判为永死。
And those of us who believe in Him will not have that death sentence.
耶稣嘅复活证明嗰就系嗰个得胜嘅树。
His resurrection proves that He is the victorious Lord.
佢一次过嘅死亡，佢已经打败咗死亡同埋撒旦。
His death had defeated death and Satan.
撒旦已经俾佢彻底嘅打败咗。
Satan had absolutely been defeated.
死亡唔能够再留住耶稣。
Death can no longer retain Jesus.
因为耶稣本身就系嗰个生命。
Because Jesus himself is life.
亦都同时死亡唔会作我哋个王。
And death will no longer be king over us.
死亡唔系我哋最后嗰个终站。
And death is not our final destination.
死亡对我嚟讲系一道门。
Death is like a door.
呢道门打开咗之后，我哋进到永生嘅里面。
And when that door opens, we can go to eternal life.
所以我哋唔需要去惧怕去面对呢个死亡。
So we need not fear when we face death.
就系一个唔怕死嘅人。
Someone who does not fear death.
先至可以付任何嘅代价去冒生命嘅危险去为主而活。
Would be able to pay whatever cost it takes, even to the cost of death, for Christ.
因住基督嘅复活，使到我哋有勇气去遵行神嘅旨意。
Because of the resurrection of Christ, we will have the courage to obey God's purpose.
就算系几咁嘅困难嘅里面
，No matter how difficult.
基督对我哋嘅爱，唔会使到我哋生命喺生命当中冇困难。
The love of Christ does not mean that we will never face any difficulties.
相反嘅，圣经讲俾听，我哋每一个跟随基督嘅人，困难系会跟住我哋嘅。
On the contrary, it tells us that those who follow Jesus, trouble would follow them.
呢个危险，呢个冒险系真实嘅。
Danger and risks are real.
好似我哋有一个错觉啊。我哋以为我哋人生最大嘅保障就系有平安、有快乐、有健康。
Sometimes we have the misconception that the best security would be to have security, to have happiness, and to have wealth.
我哋快乐、平安呢啲，其实系一个好虚假嘅、虚幻嘅安全感。
But these are all four sense of security.
我哋知道呢种嘢根本呢、这个安咁安全感根本唔存在嘅。
Because we know that there is no such force.
因为我哋唔系神。
Because we're not God.
我哋唔知道我哋明天将会如何。
We don't know what tomorrow would bring.
我哋根本冇把握我下一分钟要发生喺我哋身上嘅事情。
We cannot even control what is going to happen to us a minute from now.
我哋何来可能够有把握话哦？我就掌握到我现有嘅事情呢？
Then how can we say for sure that we can hold on to what we have?
呢种虚假嘅安全感，知道我哋净系挂住揸。做好我哋顾住自己嘅事情。
So this fourth sense of security will lead us to just do things that are good for us.
愿唔愿意佢冒险踏出一步，为咗人哋或者为咗神嘅国
？And we will be unwilling to take that step for others and for God's kingdom.
但系基督就系咁样样喺呢个咁唔安定嘅世界嘅里面。
But Christ is just that in this unsettled world.
呼召佢跟人去跟随佢，同埋为佢去take risk 就冒险。
To call people to follow him and to take risk。
因为第47-48咁样讲。
And in verses 47 and 48 it says。
话呢人，你哋要奉佢个名去全悔改谢罪嗰度，从耶路撒冷一直传到去万邦，你哋就系呢啲事情嘅见证。
And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things.
你可以见到因着耶稣基督嘅复活，呢、这个门徒嘅生命有好大嘅改变。
And we can see that because of Christ's resurrection, the lives of the disciple had a major transformation.
从佢以前去好怕死啊，去否认主咁，而家佢能够好大胆嘅企起身嚟面对反对嘅力量。
From before when they feared death, and now they had that extra strength to face oppositions.
吓，冒住失去生命嘅危险去传福音，吓经过去传福音去为主作见证。
To preach the gospel, be witnesses of Christ, even in the face of death.
吓，经过二千几年，一代跟住一代，就直到今日，我哋每一个人能够可以听到呢个福音。
So that generations and generations and thousands of years have passed, we are the beneficiaries of that spreading of the gospel.
所以我基督教绝对唔系一个净系教人去做好人。
So Christianity is not just something to tell you to be a good person.
唔系叫人话有心里有平安咁简单。
And it's not as simple as just that you have some peace in your heart.
你见到呢一个系一个好充满咗一个好充满生命嘅一个信仰。
But this is a faith that is full of life.
我发觉我哋做人有三样嘢我哋好怕嘅。
I find that there are three things that we fear most.
我睇下我哋怕冇面。
We are afraid to lose face.
啊，我哋怕人哋唔尊重我哋，我哋人因为我人做人冇价值。
We are afraid that people would not respect us and that we may not have any values.
啊，咁我哋就会变得好羞耻、好丑噶啦。
We become very ashamed.
第二，我哋怕我哋冇钱。
Second thing is that we are afraid that we would have no money.
啊，怕我哋冇钱嘅时候，我哋冇保障、冇嘢、冇得享受。
When we have no money, we couldn't have any security or any kind of enjoyment.
第三样，我发觉我哋好怕冇命。
The third thing is that we would be afraid to lose our own lives.
啊，冇命即系玩完啦。
So when that life is gone, that means the game is over.
啊。在一个不相信神的人的世界里面，今生就是他唯一的盼望。
So for those who are unbelievers, the life that they have now is their only hope.
啊，所以他很努力的建造他今生拥有的东西。
So they work very diligently to build up what they can possess for this life.
当这个死亡来的时候，即是说他今生的东西都没有了。
But when death comes, all those that he had possessed in this life would be gone.
他一切的盼望都会失去了。
He would lose all his hope.
对他来说，死亡是一个悲剧。
So to an unbeliever, death is indeed a tragedy.
但我们信徒，我们靠住圣灵所给我们的能力。
But as believers, with the Holy Spirit's strength,
我们用一个单纯的信心去信靠。
That we have a pure heart to believe.
嗱，喺神嘅爱嘅里面。
And in God's love.
就算我系俾人羞辱，俾人取笑，俾咁嘅冒面。
就 even if we are ridiculed and we lose faith.
我知道神会为我伸冤。
We know that God would vindicate us.
啊，神会抬起我哋嘅头。
God would lift our heads.
因为我们的价值是在乎神。
Because our value is in God.
就算是我们为了福音失去了我们所有的财物。
And even if we lose all our worldly possessions because of the gospel.
但我们只知道我们将来在天上有一个不会扭坏的财宝。
But we know that there is this treasure in heaven that is not perishable.
第三，就算我们为了神失去了我们的生命。
So thirdly, even if we lose our lives because of God,
我知道我在死后我们能够得到一个更加丰盛的生命。
We know that after death, we have an even more abundant life.
就算我今天被撒旦炸到我没手没脚。
Even if we've been dismembered by a bomb,
我知道神会给我们一个更加美丽的身体在复活里面。
But we know that God would give us an even more beautiful body.
正如 John Piper 牧师他这样说。
Just like Reverend John Piper had said,
失去你的生命总比你浪费了你的生命更加好。
It is better to lose your life than to waste it.
我们有这样的信心，不是因为为了我们自己得荣耀。
We have such faith, it's not that we want to just give glory to ourselves.
而是因为神的恩典要在我们这个这么软弱的人身上去得到荣耀。
It is because of the grace of God that we, such frail people, could have such glory.
在耶稣基督的牺牲、死和复活之里面，
In Christ's sacrifice, his death and his resurrection,
神已经救我们脱离了一个极大的死亡。
God had already taken us out of this death.
救我们脱离了神那个极大的愤怒。
To get away from God's wrath.
我们没什么可以再惊。
There is nothing else that we need to fear.
耶稣基督的复活证明他就是那个真正的救主。
Jesus Christ's resurrection proves that he is the Savior.
他已经不再在这个十字架上。
He is no longer nailed to that cross.
他不再在这个坟墓里面。
He is no longer in that tomb.
但是他是一个复活的主，他现在就是藉着圣灵住在我们每一个人的心里面。
He is the resurrected Lord. And he lives within us through the Holy Spirit. He is our victorious Lord, and when we go out to witness for him, that others would be blessed. And this Lord today calls you and me to follow him, to live for him. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will strengthen our faith.
虽然我们在圣经里面，或者在听到的里面，我听到很多关于
We've heard many of your promises through either sermons or through your word. But often our faith are still weak. Often because of our ignorance, we become anxious. Lord, please have mercy on us. Open our hearts so that we can see that you are victorious over death. You have risen. You are triumphant. You have ascended to heaven and you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. All knees shall
bow.
All mouths will confess that you are Lord. Lord, we pray that you continue to give us this strength. So that through this strength, our life would, we would continue to walk this path. No matter what kind of difficulties we face, or some very, very difficult circumstances, we know that you are our hope. You are the peace when we are in anxieties. You are our strength when we go to witness you. In thanksgiving and in such prayer, we pray this in your name.
Amen.
Amen.